fine, my gold eye. She's real fine, my gold eye, my gold eye.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and good morning, good afternoon. Okay. Okay, today we're going to talk about a little bit about oil. And a lot of people don't know that all motor oils in America do not have metal protector. Ever since President Obama became president, he had all motor oil companies remove metal protector because he said that engines don't need metal protector. Hello, engines are not plastic, they're metal. So there's two motor oils that got around it by being what they call off-road motor oils. The two brands is AMSOIL, and the other one is Royal Purple HPS. It stands for High Performance Street. Those are the two. Okay, there's the regular Royal Purple oil that does not have metal protector, and there's the one that is HPS. That one has. Okay, so remember that. When you change oil or whatever, use only those two oils. All the rest is going to destroy your engine. Okay? Okay, so who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George, how you doing? Long time no talk.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I just wanted to make a comment. You know, in the past, probably the majority of the state knows that there was a brand new department store that opened up in Ala Moana. And there's been this big hoopla around the opening of that store called Bloomingdale's. And you know, George, I work in the area, and as I walk around the area, I see all these high-rise condos, and I tell myself, and I literally talk to myself, and I tell myself, how is that affordable to the typical local person?
That's right.
It's not. And all these politicians that sitting there at that Capitol on Bear Canyon, they say, how many of them say they want to make Hawaii affordable for the future generations? Are they doing that by building all these condos and putting in these stores? You know, there was a time when Ala Moana was, you know, the local person could go there, buy a few stuff. You know, when I go Ala Moana, I hardly see any local person there.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly the tourists.
That's right.
So it's like, who are you catering to? You're catering to the person who lives in the state, who works to earn their money, or you're catering to the tourists that come here? And I just think it's so wrong that they say they want to make this state affordable for future generations. And that's not even coming to fruition.
Well, you know, the people of Hawaii allow it.
Yes.
They allow it by voting the same buggers back in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's wrong.
And I told you before, I said, you know, the executive office, they have term limits, but the legislature, there's no term limits there.
you think they're going to make term limits?
I think they should you know, make an amendment to that and have changes, because
the people can do it.
A lot of these guys in the state house and state senate, they've been there 20-something years, right?
Yep.
And boy, I mean, next year is a voting year, so hopefully the people of Hawaii will get out there and vote.
People gotta get out there and vote. They gotta get out and make their voices heard.
And it's such a shame. The last election in 2020, I believe it was either 2012 or 2014, CNN had a front page story about the state of Hawaii having a very, very extremely low voter turnout.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because people get discouraged and they don't want to vote.
Things never change, and things just seem to keep getting worse.
Sad, yeah.
Yep, very sad. I'm still in my 20s. Well, I turned 18 about a decade ago, about 11 years ago, and I voted in every election that I could.
Well,
and sad. I know people with college degrees that don't vote.
I think that's
a waste.
Yep.
But you go to school, you spend all that money on higher education. And, you don't take the time to understand the critical issues and get out there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
So people, next year, get out there and vote and, make a change. You may not think one vote matters, but the main thing is you get out there and you let your voice be heard.
Yep.
Okay, right. George, talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have .3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Good news to the listeners once again with the Shell gas. It's the highest available on this island.
Mm-hmm.
I did my test, my weekly test. Very happy with them, with the results. And, I can even see it. But the minute you drive off after you fill up with your Shell D-Power with the nitrogen enriched, because today's cars have that built-in miles per gallon, this constant calculation. On my car, I always see the thing was sky high and taper down, but it's always higher than what the other brands can offer you as far as miles per gallon.
Dean, the local mentality is, he's getting paid by Shell, or he's getting something from Shell. That's how the local people think.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you look back when, back in 94, when I ran for governor to try to make changes for Hawaii, to make living better, and to save the one and only racetrack we had on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Not one racer helped.
Mm.
Now we don't have anything.
Right.
And all the programs that I wanted to do would have eliminated this downfall in the economy.
And
nobody listened. Everybody had a negative thinking. It's sad. It's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Now they eat it.
Right.
Hello, automotive.
It'll never come.
It won't happen. Local mentality that nobody is willing to step up to the plate. In any organization you join, when you ask for volunteers, everybody dig out like flies. Everybody just, digs out. I don't know.
Oh, well. That's what we live in here.
Yeah, it's sad. Nowadays you can't find quality help. The ones that are willing to help are inept in doing the job.
Yep.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Joe from Honolulu.
Hi, Joe.
Yes, Mr. Nida, I would like to know what kind of battery I use in my car.
What kind of what?
Battery.
A good battery would be Napa.
Napa?
Napa.
Yeah, what the name of the battery?
Napa.
Napa?
Yeah.
Oh.
Go down to the Napa store.
Napa store.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So, when you buy a battery, for instance, look at the cranking amp. It has CA, and look at that number. The higher the cranking amp, the better the battery. If you can get a battery with 1,000 amps, that's ideal. Because what that does, it makes a bigger spark at the spark plug, giving you better gas mileage, better performance. But the good thing is, the alternator and starter last longer, way, way longer. Okay? And talking about alternators and starters, this is a heads up, so listen up, folks. If you have to replace an alternator or a starter, do not use the brand OEM. Do not use the brand OEM. O-E as in easy, M as in Mary. Okay? It is really bad. We've come across alternators and starters conking off in 1 month. Not a good deal. Okay? And yeah, they might have a warranty for you, but you want to be stalled someplace? Up to you. So when you have your repair shop change the alternator or starter, make sure they don't install the OEM. Okay? Because a lot of shops will give you only a 30-day warranty, and if you go just past the warranty, you got no warranty. You're going to be buying an alternator or a starter again. Okay? Okay. I think it's break time.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
Enjoying a beautiful day in Kaneohe. Hope everything's okay on that side weather-wise, but, you know...
It's snowing on this side.
And you know what? I noticed more and more people are calling for them to stop the rail.
Yep.
Because why? They don't even have the money.
That's right.
And when they get the money, they don't spend it on the right thing. And everybody's still telling them that, but do they care? No, we'll review it. We'll look at it in about, 10 years from now, we'll take a look at it. I mean, who is running this place? And then you got all this trouble with Hala Moana, with the labor thing. And again, it's like, we pay all these taxes, people are supposed to be taking care of all this stuff, and they do nothing.
That's right.
And then when it falls apart, they're like, oh, we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Did that happen? it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Bob. I'm climbing the walls.
I know, and it's like it doesn't stop. You would think it would stop.
Yeah, look at the mayor. Look at the mayor. He's pushing all the money into the rail. He's not doing what he promised to fix the potholes, and he's not even cutting the weeds on Vineyard Boulevard.
No, they don't do anything.
That's right. The weeds are growing 3 feet tall.
And you just say to yourself, okay, well, if that's what you're going to do, why don't you fix it? No, but they don't anyway.
Unbelievable.
So frustrating. So frustrating. Well, the election's coming up, and maybe this time, and like you say, that's the biggest word, maybe, we'll vote some people, and that'll take care of things.
I don't think so.
Like the other gentleman said, you got people been in there their whole lives. That's all they've ever done.
Get them out.
Yep. Okay, anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yep, politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed because they're full of, you know what. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Steven from Kailua.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for your show. Yeah, the rails are well on the earth, man. I listened to Hesh Goldstein this morning. His talk show at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Tom Berg on. He just started to talk about the rail. This guy called from Israel. He's a CEO from a maglev company. And he's just saying that whatever they build, they have on the system because the maglev is what you call.
They just plain don't have money.
Yeah.
How can you build something that you don't have money for? You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, the steel rail is like, that's the only thing you can have, but it's flexible, the mag glass. And then,
you gotta go check the rail thing. You know, by EVA, the rail support, that concrete, whatever you call it, does not meet. And they're scratching their head, figuring out how they're gonna make it meet.
It's the standards.
Unbelievable.
Yes, but I just went from a protest. I like to join them, you know.
Yeah.
It's
the politicians.
Yeah, the guys get all paid off. Like Randy Martin made like $420,000. Half of that was from Old Peely Rail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Kobe actually had the lease, you know, but she got some bad money.
I don't know how they can do it.
So if you give me money, we give a green light to any party you like. That's it. Okay.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? Your air conditioner needs to be serviced once a year. The air conditioner has an oil. That needs to be changed. Change the AC. You need to service it and change the filter if you have one in there. I think all of the new cars now have it. So change the filter, and while they're at it, make sure to disinfect your AC system. Crystic Cleaning Center has an excellent disinfectant spray. Okay, go check it out. It's very, very good. On your cooling system, highly recommended to use 70% water. 70% water, 30% coolant. And the coolant we're recommending is the Toyota Red coolant. But use 70% water, 30% coolant. I know this is not automotive, folks, but tourism, the tourism is not going to last forever. With all these homeless problems coming up, who wants to come to Hawaii for a beautiful vacation with homeless all over the place? And the people are becoming homeless because they cannot afford the rent. They cannot afford to live in a house. Whose problem is that? It's our problem. But the politicians that you have in office are the ones that cause the homeless. And landowners that are so greedy, they want more money and more money for the rents. They're shutting down businesses and all of that stuff. So when businesses shut down, people become jobless. Look at Fisher Hawaii. They had to relocate because the rent was too high. But they've been there forever. And that ice cream place on University, Bubby's, they had to close down. It's going to be a domino effect all the way down the line. And this does not help the economy, okay? If this helps the economy, I don't know. But anyway, before I forget, I want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. And hope we have a happy Thanksgiving. Last week, this famous guy that builds cars passed away, George Barris. A lot of you car guys, you know him. George Barris. Those of you that watch television, movies, long ago, Batman car was made by George Barris. The Munsters, their cars, was made by George Barris. A very famous man, and it's sad the media doesn't pick it up and announce it. So I'm announcing it for you. George Barris, the famous car builder, passed away last week. We're losing all the good people.
Okay. I'll just say a couple of them.
The high-rises in Kaka'ako, folks, are all illegal. They're breaking the law. I know because I was one of them that made the law for the high-rise in Kaka'ako. Kaka'ako's ground is not solid for high-rise. There's several lava tubes under there, and how they got the permits to do it is beyond me. We did soil testing way back in the 70s and found that the soil is not strong enough to hold those high-rises. Well, they must be doing something magical. Well, they must be paying somebody off to get the permits. But the permits, I don't know. Okay, so I guess that's Hawaii. You pay them politicians and they do anything for you. Okay? We need to get rid of that rail. That rail is going to break us. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, George. Long time friend of yours. I go way back in the 60s with you, but I just want to reiterate what your earlier caller said about who's running the states, and it's the corrupt politicians, and basically they're the socialist liberal Democrats, that to say. They've been in power for 52 years. There's no other party to blame, nor the politicians to blame. We are one party system in Hawaii, and it's not good for the people. And you talk about Bubby's, I'm sad to see him go, one of the best ice cream places, but you know, it's the greed of the government and the greed of the landlords charging too much lease rent and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the answer to all of this, like, you know, you ran for governor, campaigned for you or voted for you. We need to vote for the right people. The people, politicians, that will do the right thing for the people, what's best for us, the will of the people, not for their own self interest and greed. And that's what it's become. That's what's happening. That's what we have today in Hawaii. But anyway, I want to move along, talking about the raceway and my passion. You know, I go way back to the 1964 for drag racing and 66 at Hawaii Raceway Park. And I've been a fan of yours for a long time, from the 60s. I used to visit your shop all the time, and every one of them, Kauai Street, Kapi'olani, Crook Street, and now presently in Kauai. I can say this, over 40 years, I've come to know that you're one of the best mechanics out there. But not only that, one of the best racing engine builders and painters and race car builders. And you built some race cars before, and I used to listen to your engines, and I could tell the difference. It was different from everybody. It was really crisp and really snappy. It sounded different from everybody. I could tell you had more horsepower. Your motors made a lot of horsepower. You had really good race cars. And I can say this too, you're one of the best four-speed drivers out there. I mean, there's only two guys I really know that can drive four-speed, is Jack Camber and you. And so I want to commend you, and I want to commend you also for saving the raceway program and the track with, you know, when you started the 15-State Gas Association, that was you. And then I want to also commend you for bringing in Junior Dragster, it was you. But look where we are today. We don't have no racetrack. I'm doing this since 1966. I mean, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. We need a new racetrack. How can we get one going? I know it's pretty much impossible for a city and state because they are broke.
They're putting the money into the rail.
Yep. And they don't fix the roads, the potholes. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. You know, they destroy your tires and your suspension. Good for you guys that repair the cars, but I don't know, man. Somehow, you know, there's some few guys out there wanna build a raceway like Tracy Arakaki and a couple other business guys, but I don't know, it's gonna be a real big uphill battle, but we need a new raceway for businesses. Look at all the racing parts stores, high performance, and even regular guys that come to guys like you with their hopped up street cars. A lot of guys folded up, racing parts business folded up. And you know, when people patronize racing and at a racetrack, you know, the guys that race, they not only build their race cars, but they're buying gasoline, food, and juice, and beer, and ice, and stuff like that. And, you know,
the politicians don't see it that way.
The economy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Take care. Keep in touch. Okay. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. It's break time. Yeah?
Okay. We're going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, but I had a friend instead. I felt proud of myself. But when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home and watch TV. I never knew what was coming on, something I expected to be. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, this place seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was blind or not. If he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. A lot of people do it, Mom, knowing that it won't fly. And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to the grave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught me that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if it's time to do it, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. I wish that I could say, I love you more, so I love you again.
George Nika, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808. Do not use the brand OEM.
Okay? Do you want to go on the radio?
Okay.
What's your name?
No.
And you're from where?
Call your representative, whoever, and get rid of safety check, folks.
Okay.
Get rid of safety check.
Okay,
40 states do not have safety check. Why should we? Get rid of it. It's not being done right. It's not been enforced. I mean, altogether waste of time and money. Plus, you're having less and less places that will do safety check. So it's getting harder and harder. Okay? Okay, who do we have next?
We have Lana from IAIR.
Hey, Lana.
Oh, hi. I'm just adding to your fan club today. So anyway, people out there, I agree with all your callers today. It was good callers. You know, I mean, about the affordable, oh my gosh. I go downtown, I telling you, oh, I don't know how people can afford it, but they're selling that place.
Mm-hmm.
You must be.
Foreigners are buying it.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People get money, I'm telling myself, because I'm a poor lady. But anyway, that's all right. But I just thought I'd call because, you know, I'm a fan of your radio program, and there are a lot of things that, you know, goes into your anytime when you have a radio program. So I remember last time you had to go off the air because you needed funding, and I donated to your radio program. I mean, I'm just a small part, But I just thought I'd call and tell you people, listeners, you know, to donate to Judge Nita's show if you want him to continue the radio program and have, you know, give good information to all you guys, especially, well, the gals too, like me. But I don't listen, so, I mean, I listen, but I take it to Todd so he can take care of my car.
You listen, but you don't listen.
Giving me as a fixed income, I decided to donate this year to Judge Nita's radio program. So,
and we thank you for that.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Thanks is not necessarily, but I appreciate it. But, you know, I had to choose because I donate to other organization. I had to split it up, but I said, this year, I think I'm going to donate it to you. So I gave you the $100 check. So people, you know, if I can afford it, I mean, I sacrifice stuff that I want. But I said, I enjoyed listening to you. And it wasn't for your radio program because you get a lot of sponsors that I did check into, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but right now I don't need it. So, but the point is, they were there because of your programming. So I just thought I'd let everybody know that, hey, come on, guys, check your wallet or your pocket and whatever you can scrape up, donate to George Nita's radio program because, you know, he's taking out of his pocket. Well, sponsors too, but. Anyway, okay, I just thought I'd add to your fan club.
Thanks, Lana.
Todd, now I adore Todd. At first, I kind of like, oh, he's just like you, man. What a my son. But that's all right. I like him now.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? And stop the safety check, folks. Stop safety check and the recon. It's not enforced. It's all unnecessary. If it was enforced, if it was done right, then I can see it. But it's not been done right. It's not been enforced. So why have it? The state is crazy to have it because they are standing liable if there is a terrible crash and a big lawsuit coming out. Talking about the lawsuit, I think there was an accident on the H1 freeway where the lanes are skinny. Somebody lost it, hit another car, spun around, and there was a big accident. Okay? Go check it out on the web. The state and the city is allowed to narrow the lanes only for temporary, and the other issue is the speed limit needs 35 miles an hour. It cannot stay at 50 or 60 miles an hour with the skinny lanes. No, you cannot. And Bob said it before, those big trucks and buses, they go from the line to line down the road. It's dangerous. You gotta use that only for temporary, but they're using it permanently. Well, that's Hawaiian style, right? Not for temporary, but permanent. But they're also not following the rules on the speed limit. Well, anyway, just so that you know, so if there is an accident,